We've been talking about the many different forms of escape. For today's sabiduría, or words of wisdom, we hear from Panamanian Americans who escaped a cycle of crime and violence. From the Oakland hip-hop group Los Racas, here's Raka Dun.
My name is Abdul Dominguez Green, a.k.a. Raka Dun, a.k.a. Dun Dun, from the California and Panama group named Los Racas. I grew up in Panama City, man. Real, real humble. It was like seven of us, all my brothers and sisters, living in one room. So my image of United States, it was like every kid that has their own room, big living room, big kitchen separate from everything. You know what I mean? Everything wasn't right there like in Panama. So I graduated from middle school and my auntie took me to Virginia as a present. I was just supposed to come for vacation. And then my other auntie in California, she called me. She was like, "You want to stay with me and go to school over here, learn English and help your family?" I was like, yes, you know, because I thought that was going to be a simple mission. And that's when I moved to Oakland. Perdóname, mama. Pronto yo voy rico, vamos a estar en la fama con lana. In a place like Oakland, you know, it's already limited over there for a youth. So imagine a youth without papers. Like, I would try to get jobs at, like, Foot Locker, you know what I mean, McDonald's, stuff like that. But I couldn't because I didn't have that social security number. One time, I used the fake one and they knew it was fake. What was hard was missing my family, you know what I mean, and not being able to go back. Back then, I didn't really used to talk about my problems. So they figured out a way, like, okay, just write them down. So I started writing what I thought, but with rhyming. And that's really when I started making music right there. I had my mom calling me, telling me that she needed help with my sister's school and stuff like that. And I feel like helpless. Like, the reason why I'm here in the United States was to help my family. And they calling me and they need help and I can't even help them. I did those jobs a couple of times where you stand on the corner and whichever car come through and you're like, "I need two of y'all, I need three of y'all." I didn't really feel like doing that. It was like, I'm not gonna do this. You know, I got way too much talent for this, you know, more prideful, you know what I mean? Some of those dudes, they got families and stuff, so it don't matter how prideful you are, you gotta do those jobs. Ya no soy el mismo joven inocente. America me convirtió en delincuente. The youth is sometimes gonna go the easy route, you know what I mean, which is selling drugs or robbing people and stuff. I didn't do none of that stuff in high school. When I got out of high school, where the real world started, where you gotta start making money for your rent. So, you know, that's what I started doing because I got frustrated and, you know, we just started robbing people. You know, that's something we don't really talk about. But now that these songs come out, you know, I like touching on it just so people to see, like, these songs come from real emotions, you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to show what can happen to the youth if you decide to make a mistake like that, you know what I mean, or to do something negative. A lot of people still think coming over here is easy and everything's gonna be good. Like, nah, it's not gonna be, especially if you of color, especially if you're an immigrant. I feel like the system over here, like, is meant for you to fail. It's up to you. You can fit into that or you can figure out ways of making it here without having to go through the street life. I be telling my homies that got talent, God gave us an option, you know what I mean? Please don't fall into that. We got talent. It's gonna be hard, but it's a way out, you know what I mean? It's a way out.
Estos manes no conocen nada de mí, ni saben lo que he tenido que hacer para vivir. La vida en América no es como creí, ni menos como piensan los que no viven aquí. Es dura.
After spending 12 years away from his family, Rakadun got his papers and was able to visit Panama last year. He was smiling the whole time, he says. The major label debut from Los Racas is out now. It's called El Negrito Dun Dun y Ricardo. To hear more of their music, check out our website, latinousa.org.